Does anything for God come easy?
No, sir.
Amen. Yes. Satan fighting on every hand. We'll give TJ just another minute there to see if he can get his wires for those that are outside. Maybe they can hear. If they can't, we're going to preach anyhow. Amen. Open my back door, they can come on in. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. I do appreciate all of you that's here. Each visitor.
Amen.
Just make yourself at home. I won't call y'all by name, but God can take care of you. God can speak to your heart. I thought we met Richardson down at campground several years ago. We got talking to him. I knew his daddy when we were boys. So, you know, it's a small world. It's a small world. So what you're doing right now is laying on somebody's heart. It's speaking to somebody's heart. I'm going to go ahead. Isaiah 24. I guess everybody has found it. While you're reading into Isaiah 24, I'm going to go over to Ephesians 2 and 2. I'm going to read this verse. And it said, "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." So that's a spirit of Satan that's working in the children of disobedience. And when we disobey God, it's a spirit of disobedience straight out of hell, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as do others. And we can look at this scripture, and this is not where we're going to preach, but we can look at this scripture and we can see today how easy it is to go right back where you was at. Because we was one time there, and this desire and this pleasure seeking for the flesh, amen, is still drawing each and every one of us. And we'll jump down in Revelations 12 and 11 and 12 there. We'll read these and we'll go back to Isaiah. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." So how do we overcome the devil? And the Bible says plainly, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. We don't care that much about ourselves. Our life ain't greater than what God has done for us. And he said in the 12th verse, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them." And he said, "Woe, there's a woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." And we'll go back to Isaiah, and what God has laid upon our heart is the confusion that's in the land today. And we done read to you in Ephesians that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, and Satan knows there in Revelation that he only has but a short time. And I've been in church going a little over 52 years and never been out of church, listening to some great preaching, heard some great teachers and some good songs. Amen. And I've never seen Satan working like he's working today. And definitely there is a hovering of the spirit of the Satan, of the spirit of the devil that's hovering over our America, our American churches, and over our people that are trying to serve God. And I thought how Satan is trying to break us down, and how he's trying to bring confusion into our minds. And some of us, we kid, you know, about getting old, seem like we can't make a decision at all. And some of you ain't old and you're still having that problem. Amen. We can't make a decision where we're going to eat. Amen. So bless God, Lord, just go back home. I done Janet like that one time. I said, "If you can't make up your mind, I got some potted ham tomatoes to house. We'll just go back to the house and eat." But seemingly, we can't get settled. We're confused in our mind, and we need to renew the spirit of our mind. And I thought, glory to God, in the shape that America's in today, and we watch on TV and the news media, they're telling us this today and they're telling us that tomorrow. And Corona's killed thousands, and the next day or two it comes up, and there's just a few that's died, and it's spreading everywhere. Now it's stopped, and then it's spreading everywhere. So they're confused. They're keeping our minds confused. So that is the work of Satan. That's absolutely the work of Satan. And I want us to read Isaiah 24, and I may read a little too much to suit some of you, but God has laid this on my heart, and it came before the earthquake or the tremor or whatever you want to call it this morning. We already had this scripture done, had it written down, and I went back this morning and read through the scripture, and I thought, my Lord and my God, and it just stirred my heart how God knew already that these things was going to happen. And it says there in the 24th chapter, and this was written back, and my little Bible gives it 715 B.C., so nearly 1,000 years ago, this was written that these things could happen. And he said, and behold, he said, look here, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down. Who did it say to do that? He said the Lord could. Turn it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. So we're all in the hands of God. And you that it's all through Matthew 24, and it said in the last days that earthquakes would come in divers places. But glory to God, what I do want to preach today is confusion that's in the minds and the hearts of people. And I dare say if you raised your hand, you'd say it scared you when you figured out what it was. I was outside. I had my hand in the bucket getting rocks, amen, going down the altar to pray. And in the old tin building, it just fluttered and rattled. And I thought, well, what is this? And I seen Janet. She come running out of the house. And I said, it's an earthquake, Mama. Amen. But went on to the altar. So God has full control. How many of you had time when the tremor come to say, Lord, save my soul? How many times? I'm going to tell you, confusion is already in our mind. And then when when a little something different happens, or sickness or trouble comes to us, glory to God, we're already in confusion, so we don't have time to pray. So what I'm asking you today, amen, to push confusion aside, make sure that you're prepared to meet God. Don't wonder about it. Don't ask somebody else about it, what that was. Make sure in your life that you have prepared to meet God. We have power with God. With God, I have power to push Satan back, that he can't confuse my mind, that he can't stop me from serving God, that he can't stop me from praising God, no matter where I'm at, glory to God. And I've got a God that can wipe out fear out of my life and out of my mind, amen, and put my hands and my trust in Almighty God. And he went on to say, and it shall be as with the people. And I want us to look at this. It ain't going to make no difference, glory to God, how great you are, how poor you are, how many cars you own, or if you don't own anything. It looks like we're all going to be in the same boat. So look what the Word of God said. And Isaiah had told us this a long time ago before today. And it shall be with the people, so with the priest. So the people and the priest are going to have to go through the same thing. Sometime today, us preachers or leaders of our church, I try to set ourselves up just a little bit bigger. I'm going to tell you something. Honey, we're no bigger than you. I'm just one of you. I'm just a child of the living God. I'm just dependent on a God, amen, that still saves souls. I'm dependent on a God that still delivers. And he said, and with the servant, so with the master. So them that's got servants and those has got people under them. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. The president is going to bow just like the pauper. Amen. The old dirt farmer, glory to God. Or that one, glory to God, that's a hireling. Amen. He's still going, glory to God. I stand just exactly like him. There ain't going to be no differences. There ain't going to be no big suits over here and ragged clothes over here. It ain't going to be eating fine tables here and nothing over here. Bless God, we're going to be equal. And he said, as with the maid, so with her mistress, and with the buyer, so with the seller. Amen. Glory to God. The buyer and the seller is going to be just exactly alike. Are we getting this? This is what the Word of God said. And with the lender, so as with the borrower. I thought about how if you go to the bank and try to borrow, they ask you your life history. You know, there might be a day that I can turn around and ask him, well, how about you? Are you saved? You think you got enough money to get there? Can you sign enough papers to fix this? Bless God, you must be born again, because you're going to be right where I'm at one of these days. You're going to be in need of something one of these days, and it's salvation. You're going to glory be unto God. You're going to be in need of a Savior to reach out and deliver you out of the problems that you're in. When I stand before God, I hope and pray that Jesus will come up and say, "This is one of mine. He tried, he fumbled, and he failed, and he wasn't much. But this is one of mine, glory to God. I'm going to need a Savior one of these days. If I don't today, I'm going to need him tomorrow. And when I stand before the judgment seat of God, I'm going to need a Savior. I'm going to need a lawyer. I'm going to need somebody to stand in for me, because I feel assured I'm going to be speechless." Amen. I feel assured I ain't going to be running my mouth. I'm going to be speechless. And with the taker as the usury, so with the giver of usury to him, the land shall be utterly emptied. Can you imagine the land being emptied and utterly spoiled? For the Lord has spoken this word. God said this. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languish. You know what languish means? It just grows weak. Are we not there today? Look what it said. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languish and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. Those that are haughty and looks like they're doing good, honey. When the shaking of the earth comes, and when the standing before God comes, we're going to languish. And the word languish means we're going to grow weak. We're not going to be bold and arrogant and standing where we would like to stand, but we're going to grow weak. We're going to be right down, glory to God, with everybody else. And he said, the earth also is called under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the law. Why is the earth empty? Why is these things happening? Why are we in the shape that we're in today? This is just a drop in the bucket, what the tribulation is going to be. This is only a drop in the bucket. This is the beginning of sorrows. He said, with the earthquakes in divers places and the many other things all through the Bible, this is just the beginning of sorrows. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. The Bible said there'll be famines and earthquakes in different places, and have transgressed the law, have changed. Listen to what the Word of God said. We have changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. We have broken the covenant that God made with Abraham, glory to God. He told the Israelites that they could have all of this land. It will be yours. And they broke the covenant. And so today, God said, you can have. He said, I'll daily load you with benefits. He said, you can be healthy. You can be happy. You can praise me. You can give honor and glory. But we've broken the ordinances of God. And Satan has reached out and spoken through the media and through our leaders of our nation and came right into our church and put fear in our people today. Honey, God said for us, a perfect love casteth out all fear. God told me that I don't have to fear mankind, that can only kill the body, glory to God. But to fear God, that can kill the body and judge the body, amen. God has got it in our hands, glory to God, that can take care of the soul. That's who I'm going to fear today. Is Almighty God. He said, and they have transgressed the law. I thought about it. I wrote that down a few years ago. Transgressors. He said, transgressor is not being faithful. Do you know any transgressors today? And I'm not talking about just a God. I'm talking about a handshake ain't worth a plug nickel no more. They ain't no wonder they want to bump elbows. Amen. I remember, I forgot his name, West Virginia. Man, you remember his name, Butch? But he said he chewed the man out of a cow. And he said every time he'd see that man, said that old cow would go, moo. He cheated him. I can't remember his name, save my life. But I thought about, glory to God, we need something to get our attention that we ain't done. Yeah, Robert Dickens. Amen. That we ain't done God right. We have transgressed against the law of God. We've transgressed what God said He'd give us. He said He'd never leave us and He'd never forsake us. But I'm going to tell you, we're pleasure seekers in America today. We're looking out to satisfy flesh. We're taking care of flesh. And then when the flesh gets in trouble, fear falls on us. Glory to God, we need a clean heart. We need a clean slate. I don't know how it would be today if I had a heart attack today. But can I tell you, glory to God, when the heart attack hit, I had been to the altar praying all morning. I talked to God. I had a clean soul. When my heart attack hit, the fear left me. There was no fear of death whatsoever because I had prayed through. But do we stay in that position? We need to come back and just keep praying to God. I can't rely on what I was June the 19th. I've got to be right with God today. I've got to walk with God today. I've got to have a contact with God today. Glory to God. There's many things happened in my life since the 19th of June. I need to go back and renew my vows with Almighty God. I don't believe it hurt us sometimes to go back and renew our vows with our wife and apologize for a few things and the way we've acted and some of the things that we've done and give back to God what's God's. God wants a holy people. He's coming back after a church that's cleaned up. He's coming back after one that loves Him. One that cares about Him. I'm not talking about just on Sunday. I'm talking about a God, glory to God, that you can worship on Monday. I'm talking about a God when your trouble comes on Friday. You can go to God and He's right there with you. I say glory to God. I'm glad that He's a 7-day a week God. I'm glad He's a 24-hour a day God. I'm glad He's there, glory to God, to take care of our every need. How about it, sister? Don't you say amen every now and then? God is able to take care of us. I went off beside of the bed or down in the altar and cried. I thought there's no way out of this situation. And the almighty power of God showed up. And I realized that I didn't have it, but God had it. God would take care of my every need. I praise His holy name for what He's done for us. I love Him today. He's been good to me. And He said, a transgressor is a traitor. A transgressor is unreliable, deceptive. He'll tell you one thing and do something else. His appearance looks good on the outside, but inside is full of dead men's bones. Violation of faith is a transgressor. I jotted that down several years ago. Didn't know it was going to come just like this today. But He said, therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. And I thought about in Genesis, and I forgot what chapter, but God put a curse on the earth that He'd bring forth briars, and a woman be saved in childbearing. And why did the curse come on the earth? And Adam have to make a living by the sweat of his brow. And the woman be saved through childbearing. Amen. The pain and the agony of childbearing. And I thought, why did this happen? Because they transgressed the law of God. So I thought, why is the curse being put on the land? And it's even today happening right now. The curse that's put on the land is because we've transgressed against God. Because we've not kept the law of God. We've not uplifted the promises that we made to God. I'm going to tell you, and I didn't realize it all when I got saved, and I still don't realize it all. But when I got saved, I told God if He had saved me. I didn't say all these words, but I told God if He had saved me, I'd serve Him. I didn't say all these words, but in my heart, I wanted Jesus more than I wanted anything else because trouble was in my life and trouble was tearing down my life. And I didn't realize all the promises I've made, but He saved my soul. And I began to wake up and realize, glory to God, I'm not mine, I'm God's. I've got to walk where God would have me to walk. Let me read on. The new vine mourneth, the vine languisheth, and all the merry-hearted do sigh. He said the vine just wilts away and the merry-hearted, they just sigh. The mirth of the tabrets, this is kind of a party. The mirth of the tabrets ceaseth. The noise of them rejoice ended. The joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink. Let's listen to this 10th verse. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in. And we saw it right on TV in New York City, where the confusion come in, and the people were writing over, and maybe they don't even know what they were writing over, but they were writing because others were writing, because a black man had been killed, they thought, unjustly, and I'm not going there, but I thought, glory to God, I did two wrongs make a right, and they begin to go out, a confusion come into the people's mind, and one had to step out and be a leader. We're going to bust down windows. We're going to lay in the street. We're going to write Black Lives Matter in the streets of New York City. We're going to take over. And I'm going to tell you something. We need one that will raise up in the church and say, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to finish this race with God. I'm going to wipe out sin. I'm going to quit talking about sin. I'm going to quit acting like sinners act. I'm going to quit joining the crowds of the sinners. I'm going to be a separated person. I'm going to be a child of God, and I'm going to keep praying till the Holy Ghost power of God comes down on me, till people can see there's a reality in serving God. I'm telling you, honey, and I'm talking about all of us. Glory to God, there's not enough light about us. Glory to God, to light a candle. Amen. We're not putting forth enough light in a lost and dying world that we're enjoying God. Our joy that we one time had has ceased. That's what the Word of God said. Our playing around and enjoying God has ceased and it's went away. We need to get it back while it's still time. I thought today, glory to God, as the earthquake, and it only lasted just a few seconds. I don't even know how long, but just a few seconds. But if that had been the second coming of Jesus Christ, how many of us are ready to be caught up? How many of us would need to go back to our house and change our clothes to fix some things, glory to God? How many of us would need to go talk to somebody and straighten out our life that we messed up last week? How many of us would need to do something else, honey? I'm telling you, glory to God, we need to be ready, for in such an hour as we think not, the Son of God is coming back to gather His children home. And glory to God, we need to be ready, church. We need to walk where God would have us to walk. Praise the Lord. And He said, the city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man can come in. I want us to look at this, and you take it any way you want to. And I hadn't seen it. I didn't plan this. God led me to Isaiah. I had another total message, and God led me to Isaiah. Laying in the bed Friday night. Confusion. Confusion. And He said, every house is shut up that no man may come in. Well, I talked to some Friday there that their relatives had a knee operation and they wouldn't let nobody even come in and be with them. The hospitals are shut up to visitors. The nursing homes, the hospice home, they finally got to let one or two go in, maybe relatives. But this thing is shut up. How about our own houses? How about us? Are we visiting like we one time visited? Are we visiting knocking on doors like we one time knocked on doors? Do we have a fear and a dread that people are dying and going to hell like we one time did? Confusion has come into our mind and we said, okay. The government said, I can't go to the hospital. The government said, I can't visit the lost. The government said, we can't even go to church. Our governor said, we can't go to church. It's not essential. He's ignorant.
That's right.
Absolutely ignorant. Church is essential.
Amen.
And how I know, it's on the way home.
Amen.
It's on the way to heaven. If it hadn't been for church, I don't know where I'd have been, Terry. Lamont, where would we been if it hadn't been for church? Oh, I've had my nose rubbing the ground and come to church and God lift me up. Church, we need to get our smile back. We need to get our joy back. I'm going to tell you our language, our weakness, amen, Glory to God, we need to get some strength back. Amen. We've lingered and played around. I thought about you healthy people. Go to bed and don't get up for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Use a bedpan and let somebody bring you cracker and peanut butter. See how good you walk when you get up. Yet we come into church weaker than pond water, spiritually drained,
amen,
beat to death with the outside world, confusion coming in every side, and we expect to come into church and get lifted up. I'm going to tell you, I need to come in lifted up.
Amen.
I need to come in praising God.
Amen.
I believe, Travis, I'm just going to believe it, honey. I'm a miracle, glory to God.
Amen.
Can I tell you, I believe you're a miracle, amen.
Amen.
I believe we're miracles today that God let us be right here together as we are together. I believe, glory to God, that I can clean out some confusion and get my mind stable on this thing. I'd like to tell you a little tale on Janet, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to let it go. You owe me one. You owe me one. Amen. But think about how confusion comes into our lives.
Right, preacher.
Just one phone call can change you totally.
Amen.
Just one phone call. The city of confusion is broken down. So we'll call Mount Vernon a city, all right? Let's just call it a city. It can be broken down if we're confused. A house that's shut up, that no man may come in. I talked, there's a pastor in our community resigned this week, or last week. There's another that said there's one man in the church that said if the governor says it, that's what we're going to do. I read to you last week, I believe in Ephesians, that it rather obey God. That's what Peter said. I'd rather obey God than man.
Amen.
Amen. That's the word of God. There's a crying for wise in the street, and the joy is darkened. The mirth is land is gone. The joy and the partying and the I believe we can party in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I remember when I first got saved and how joyous it was to go camping with a bunch of Christians. Or maybe you could finally get a vacation. You go somewhere with a bunch of Christians.
Yeah.
Three or four of you brothers in Christ. And I remember us having, in Cherokee, I remember us having a service in the old campground when I was just a young Christian. How much joy and happiness it was in it. I'm going to tell you, you can't even preach in church no more, much less in the campground.
Listen,
amen. It's come till we've lost our joy. Is the city... In the city that is left desolate and the gates smitten with destruction. I'm coming to a message. James says in 3:16, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Let me go on. 13, I'm going to read fast. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of the olive tree and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voices and they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry, ask him aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires. Even the name of the Lord God is Israel in the isles of the sea. So he's telling us in the troubles, in the fires, in whatever comes our way, we need to glorify God. I need to stop and glorify God that God saved me, an old drunk that was headed straight to a devil's hell, and God saved my soul. And I need to praise God that he has kept me every day since. And I need to praise God that I'm walking. I'm a walking miracle, amen, that God has touched, and I'm virtually without pain this morning. And I praise God, amen, that I can still go. We need to give God glory and honor, amen. Your arm might work better, amen, if you'd use it a little bit, amen. It might not be as tight, glory to God, if you use it a little bit. If we get off of our back end, I talked to one yesterday, Friday, that's totally depressed, and I understand his problems in the home. Honey, but we can't sit on that stool of do nothing and get out of of depression. You can't beat it down. I begged him. I said, get out of that chair, glory to God, and let's go to the house of God. Let's get together and enjoy a little bit. What if he come in, amen, and seen the frowning faces? Amen. He needs to see some smiling faces. I got one out there that needs to come in and see some smiling faces, amen, instead of people that one time walked with God and don't have no joy no more and don't have no myrrh no more. It's a great joy to be a child of God. Amen. An old child of God. An old man and a child of God. It's good to know that God still speaks to you. The everyday walk of life looks over us old folks, pays us no attention. We're dumb in a can of worms. But I've got a God that cares about us old folks. I got a God that loves those young people. I've got a God that set us in place to instruct these young people how they need to act and how they need to walk when trouble comes, when confusion comes to their house. One marriage right after another is broken because of confusion. The confusion comes when we transgress the law of God, when we come against what God has given us to do. I'm about done, church. Right here's what I want us to get. If there's any way, I want us to get this. I want us to get this. In the 16th verse of the 24th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm just about done. From the uttermost parts of the earth have we heard songs. Ever glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, my leanness. Woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. I just have to preach to you what treacherous is. Treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. They have deceived us. The treacherous dealers. And the Bible said that in the last days false prophets will come, saying that they're God. He said, don't believe them. And they're lying out there. And please, I want you to get real quiet and listen to this. Y'all have been a shouting half of this service. I want you to quieten down. Please. Please. He said in the 17th verse, he said, fear. And then he said, and the pit. And then he said, and the snare are open or upon thee, O inhabitants of the earth. Did we get that? The fear and the pit and the snare. And he said, it shall come to pass, in the 18th verse, that he who fleeth from the noise of fear shall fall in the pit. So how are you going to get away from it? God. God, God. I didn't plan this message. I promise you, I didn't plan this message. And it shall come to pass that he that fleeth, when the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundation of the earth is shaken. Did not we this morning at about 8:07 feel the foundations of this earth shaken in our part of the country? I didn't prearrange this. It just fell. And I thought, my Lord. And I went back and read it again. The earth is utterly broken down. We need to be praising God this morning. It was only a 5.1, whatever. We need to be praising God. It could have been a 10, and it could have been just like core. It could have been swallowed up. Every child, every house, every car, every person could have been swallowed into the earth. So he spared us. We're a miracle. Somebody is still getting in touch with God. Don't quit. Continue to pray. Don't let your mind be confused. Don't let it get off of the thoughts of God. Don't let it be taken away from the Word of God. Don't let him let Satan make you forget that you're saved. That you are somebody. That you can't be beat down by relatives, by friends, by the world. You're a soldier for God. We've got the backing in the Word of God. And the earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not be raised. Let me read again right here out of Acts, and I promise you I'll quit. Acts 19. I'm going to read 29 and 32. This is where Demetrius, the silversmith, was making great gain to the people. And this is America. Listen to us. And they were making silver shrine to the goddess Diana. And Diana was the god of the Ephesians. Well, when Paul began to preach that there wasn't no other gods, there wasn't no gods made with hands, people got confused. And can I tell you today, when you listen to one on TV that'll tell you you can do anything you want to do and still go to heaven, and then you listen to an old nut like me to tell you need to live right, confusion comes in your life. Amen. So we don't need no confusion. We need to get it together. So there was a great, great stir there. And one stepped in and said, they're not down in Diana. Don't we know that Diana is still the god of the Ephesians? If you don't want to serve them, don't. But the Bible tells me to choose this day who we're going to serve. And let me go to 29. And it said, the whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's compassion in travel, they rushed. Companions in travel, they rushed with one accord unto the theater. So they grabbed two of their men and run them into the theater. And I'm going to jump down to 32. And he said, some therefore cried one thing and some another. Is that not what's happening in our churches today? One's crying one thing and another's crying another. Is that why our churches are sitting empty today? Somewhere along the line, somebody ain't right. The Bible said if we get away from fear and we run from fear, the devil has got us on the run. I'd like to preach it sometime about Elijah over in Kings. And Jezebel got Elijah on the run. But he stopped somewhere and listened to God. So fear come on Elijah because he decided he was on one left. God told him there's 7,000 ain't never bowed their knee to Baal. So we go down the road right here looking at this thing. He said, for the assembly was confused. So we see them heading in the wrong direction. But if they fear has hit them so big that they're on the run. And then there's a pit out there somewhere. I don't know what it is. I don't understand what it is. But it says they can come out of it. But he said if fear has got you and you get away, then there's a pit waiting right out there. How many of you, and don't raise your hand, but how many of you backslid on God? Some fear come up. Some differences come up and you went in the wrong direction. And went so far there was a pit that they fell in. I could take you to house after house that stood right here in the choir and said, we'll never walk away from God. They've been through jail. They've been through heart attacks. They've been through separations. They've been through troubles. They made the vow, nothing will separate me from God. And they quit along the way. They quit along the way. The pit. And it said if you do finally climb out of the pit and you get back to get out of your drunken stupor, for instance, and get back out of the pit and get started, he said there's a snare out there. So I believe what God is trying to tell us here. Don't be confused. Don't let fear overtake your life, because there's a pit that'll get you out. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, amen.
There's a pit there you can fall in. I don't need that. And if you finally climb out of the pit, get to feeling a little better about yourself, maybe get another job, health comes back, marriage comes back together, whatever, and get out of the pit, then there's a snare. And I thought today, if this is not a trick of Satan, the coronavirus and the troubles that's hit America today,
amen,
and it's happened because the transgression of the people. The transgression of the people. Neighbor, we could read on, but I don't want to get into the snare of Satan. If I fool around into fear, you listen to me. I can just hear him now, but Bill, you don't understand where I'm at. You don't understand where I'm at. I got news for you. If you're in fear, you don't understand where I'm at.
Right.
Neighbor, we need Jesus.
Amen.
Has confusion hit your mind?
Right.
I thought the first service or two we had up here, confusion hit my mind. I thought, my Lord, we're all going to die. Here it is. Corona. We've had it. We can't go back to church. The governor said we're done. We can't. After a little bit, we need to get rid of confusion. If there's fear, not just of corona, I'm not talking about just corona, but if there's fear in your life today, we need to get rid of it. Which you will get a song. If there's fear, because if fear gets you, then there's a pit. They might be somebody listening if they tell the truth that they got into the pit. And finally got out of that, went another direction, looked like it's going to work, and the snare got them.
Yep.
Stand your feet, the altar's open, God spoke to somebody.